You know, a lot of shows like to have their bloopers at the end. We put it at the beginning because that's just how we roll around here. Mike Irwin is your host. I am Josh Hastings. Why don't you go ahead and just pop down and have a seat on our couch while we try to tell you everything that you want to hear while looking at papers and papers and papers.
Are those the trade rumors you have in your hands there, sir?
Well, these are definitely some trade rumors, Mike. Couldn't help but notice. If I was playing a video game,
ooh.
Are we going to try to trade Andre Johnson? That's right, you can't. It's too expensive. Man's got like $1 billion in guaranteed money. That's just not going to work. You know?
Yeah. It's like it's the story of the day, honestly. I think the first part of the day was spent talking about Ndamukong Suh.
Namakandu.
And how if they franchise him, it'll be like $26 million for some imaginary reason. And
Wait. I thought the highest defensive tackle, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm just going to start
making up. How did that equal $26
million? I'm going to start making up numbers and just say things that don't make sense. But they take an average of the top, what, three or five at the position.
Defensive tackles. Why are we paying these defensive tackles so much?
Well, that's the point. He already makes more than $20 million a year. And so for some reason, they just make it like 26. They just decide, you know what's a good number if we franchise this guy? $26 million. Can't do that. There's no way in hell we can afford that. We still have to talk about, you know, Calvin Johnson, the greatest Mark Sanchez impression on earth, Matt Stafford.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Heat. That's some heat behind that take.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like Sanchez. Mm.
I can warm up to it. It's cool.
So,
go to sleep.
The likelihood of Sue remaining a Lion, even with the expanded cap today, the number being like 100.
Oh, man, I love how they can set their own cap. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's incredible. The NFL goes, you guys should spend $10 million more. I think what I really like about this, there's a couple things I've never heard of before. First of all, the Veterans Combine, I am in favor of that. I think that's amazing. I think that should be on TV.
That should have been happening 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Vince Young is in it, I hear.
That's terrible.
Your boy, Vince.
The second thing is that there's like minimum spins now. So if you're the Jaguars or Oakland Raiders, everyone is talking about you because you have to spend almost $100 million. If you're the New York Jets, for some reason, they're not talking about you, but you really need to spend about $60 million. So that's a lot of money. I don't even think there's enough people to pay that money to at this point.
Mm. But you Lance Moore fans out there can now weep. He's gone from the Steelers.
Mm.
That's a personal favorite of mine.
Well, you know what? The Jets are more than happy to offer him $10 million.
Boy Josh McCown, he just found another team. It's with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's a 3-year deal and 6.25 guaranteed already. Interesting. Wow.
It's funny. If
anybody that supports Johnny Manziel, I just have to ask a question. How's he getting in football while he's at rehab? It's just not happening. He's not doing football while I rehab. No, he's doing something else, like rehab.
I don't know. I think
he's not doing plays. He's not taking snaps while talking about what step is that? 13th step. Snaps.
The 13th step of rehab is taking snaps. Yeah. I think that part of it.
Apologize to everybody, all the people that you've ruined.
Go run some stairs, take some snaps.
Yeah, take some snaps.
We got 2-a-days coming up, 14th step. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that you forget about Johnny Manziel is that
he's short.
His legal name is Johnny Football.
Mm.
He's not a guy who needs to take snaps necessarily.
There's John, and there's the football. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just in him. He is of it. And as long as he is of it, he doesn't need to take snaps. He doesn't need to practice. I think we saw that his first year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but wait on bated breath for his second year in the NFL. Can't help but think it's going to be a little bit better. Can't help but think that, Josh.
I doubt it. I don't know how anybody supports a guy like that. But anyway, this year's draft is Got a lot of we talked about it last episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of that. What we're looking forward to, wide receivers. I think I've got my eyes on them because, I mean, the Jets and everybody really needs – you always need a plethora of wide receivers. Just throw them in there. Even though we draft one, we ship them off to the Saints, yes, Jalen Saunders, who actually played then. Unlike, you know, anybody else for the Jets team, they didn't play at all. Even the one we did sign to be a great slot receiver, Mike. It's
Yeah, it's
a slot receiver.
Well, he's yeah. Ever. I think that
it's like he's Devon Bess or something.
If you are a New York Jets fan, like we are,
kill yourself.
Scissor section. Yeah, you. I don't know. I sent Josh. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. One of the daughters of the show was doodling.
Mm-hmm.
We were spending some quality time.
That's frameable.
Yeah, we were surfing Facebook like families tend to do, and she couldn't help but notice something caught her eye. I think it was actually on your page of all mm-hmm. things. And she goes, "Daddy, I saw something. I don't know what it means." And I said, "Well, what did it look like?" And she grabs a piece of paper and a pen, and she draws.
That makes total sense now.
She draws the Jets logo. She's like, it was like a Jets logo, Daddy, but it had
a line through it.
But it had a bunch. It had like a big X through it, like a no Jets. What does that mean, Daddy?
Well, it means no one likes the Jets, baby. So,
and those who tell you they do, they're fucking liars.
Yeah, it's hard to be a Jets fan, but you know what? I'm optimistic that they'll be able to offer David Harris $52 million to stay a Jet. He's the only Jet that should be a Jet at this point.
Hey, I like him, though.
Him, Mangold are the only two Jets I'm really comfortable with at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're
pretty old, except Harris.
I'm okay. I'm all right with it. You know, Harris is in his 30s now, as are we. I remember when the guy was drafted. He gave me hope that someday I could be drafted too. That's apparently not going to happen. But you say Dez Bryant
was franchise tagged.
Mm.
Where's that video that everybody's talking about? No video. No video to date.
No, Brian doesn't do video. I don't know.
I think it was Brian holding the tape and trying to get it for ransom. A lot of people don't know that. But here at the visitor section, we got dibs on that tape. I don't know if it's worth releasing.
Which is this the Jigglypuff Clefairy episode of Pokemon Season 3?
No. Is that black or white? Or is it both? Can't keep up these days.
Here's the visitor section.
Blue and gold and all kinds of other stuff.
We don't see race.
Blue and gold and...
We don't see Pokemon race.
It's just blue and gold. What else was there? White and black. Blue and gold, white and black. Isn't that it?
I feel like there's a red and blue, too.
Red and blue and green.
So what's this tape you speak of, sir?
Well, I guess it was allegedly trying to blackmail Dez Bryant. There's a lot of speculation on what was going on with that tape. Apparently, his Dez Bryant's former representation paid blackmail money. Now, this is all hearsay. Blackmail money to keep that videotape quiet, and then he changed to Jay-Z's The Rock representation. You know, West Coast, East Coast representation. We just don't know anymore. Gets lost in there, you know, being an actor, comedian, trying to make it on a sitcom. You know, a lot of people... And so the blackmail money stopped, thus the we're going to put it out. And I don't know if there's really a tape out there, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty sure I saw Brian walk around that. But unfortunately...
I like how there's tape.
Yeah, it's a physical tape.
VHS is around.
Yeah, it's
we've got tape of this. Oh, shit, what are you going to play it on? I don't know yet, but I'll get back with you.
Pretty sure if you hit up a local pawn shop for about $7
and 54 cents. Has the courts really caught up? Yeah, because that's what I really want to know. Is our lawyers still wheeling in TVs and DVDs, or excuse me, VHS players? Is that still happening?
Oh,
to get confirmation. I think they should. I think if they're still using fax machines, my God, the VHS has got to be around. Maybe we can get our lawyer friends on it.
Let's get that. Brian, get them on the phone.
Snap it, snap.
Call Mark now.
There's a lot of action going on in the NFL. There's really not big action going on at all. Now, we're all, it's been confirmed that the cap is $143.28 million, which, by the way, don't the owners just put that cap number together?
I think it works sort of like the...
It's been going up $10 million each year.
Yeah.
So like that equates to like a player, I'm sure.
Like a player and a half.
Like a player and a half, yeah. There's also lots of news that, you know, Brian Hoyer might not re-sign. That's a big thing.
Well, he could start, Josh.
He can. Jacoby Jones is our landlord. That's big news. Big-ass news. Justin Houston was franchise tagged by the Chiefs.
He just blew my mind.
But he's not going to sign it immediately. I'm not going to sign that immediately. I'm going to take my time with it. I might get around to the camp to get it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's that time of year. It is literally that time of year. We are running face first into that wall we call March 10th, which is free agency.
Yeah.
At which point we will smash face in a wall and probably crumple into a ball and take a good 2 weeks to pick ourselves back up just so we can get smashed again by that freight train called the NFL Draft.
Just so you know, Willie Colon will probably not be back either.
See, this is the stuff that really, really gets at people and tears at heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
You say stuff like Willie's not going to be back. I go through it every year, Josh. Like it's a thing right about here. I go, do I have another year in me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I up for the hits, the pain, the heartbreak that the NFL season brings me each and every year? And this is the time of year where you have to sit back and think, do you have it in you? Josh, do you have it in you? Are you going to be back next year?
Probably not.
Oh, God.
I don't know. The way this news is coming out. On March 2nd, by the way, March 2nd, in an interview with the Turkish television station, Marshawn Lynch admitted he was finally got around to admitting he was expecting the ball on the final play. Like, I like how news just gets recycled, and that's one of them that we didn't need, you know, quote, yes, I was expecting the ball. But in life, these things happen. That's the quote. Like I told a reporter after the game, it's a team sport. I had no problem with the decision of the play calling. I mean, you know, I think there's more of a, how do I say this? When you look at me and you let me run in the ball, I'm the face of the nation. You know, MVP of the Super Bowl. That's pretty much the face of the nation. You know, MVP of the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, if you go back and
really bad television.
If you look at that tape, you see.
Wheel it in, Brian. Wheel it in. Let's get the tape on.
He's not. That's still Pokemon. It's still Pokemon. I mean, it's a great episode, Brian. I'm not going to lie. The fact that Clefairy actually take the microphone from Jigglypuff, which drives him crazy.
We're not going to discuss this. My daughter has discovered Pokemon. I would rather that stayed a dark secret forever.
Is she watching the original Pokemon? You're talking about the
we got the cards now. We got
6 through 10. There's also Pokemon Origins is worth checking out because it really brings the story of Pokemon Red and Blue.
To
life.
Yeah, like we need the four factions. It just is too much. I can't deal with it. It took me forever just to figure out how to play the damn thing. I looked video after video on how to play this, and they've really done a bad job. So finally what I did was download the game, to the computer, because they don't have an app on a phone, which, by the way, guys, you need to get in contact with me. You need a Pokemon app for phone, and not one that just talks about Pokemon. I'm talking about one you actually play.
About a Pokedex? Because they have those.
Yeah, they have those. I don't want those. What I want is the game where I don't have all these cards and just shit everywhere, okay?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the game itself. I mostly just watch the cartoons and some of the movies.
Let me ask you, what came first, the game or the cartoons?
Well, actually, it was a Fable prior to becoming a video game. And then...
It's like I didn't get the answer. I want to know. Not how the watch works, Mike. I want to know what time it is. Was this created out of the games, or did the games create the cartoon?
Well, you're kind of asking a double-sided question here, because the world of Pokemon is a lot deeper than just saying that,
Let me ask you something. Does certain Pokemon not appear because they're not a part of the Pokemon Union?
Well, it depends on which Pokemon you're looking at, because what you can do is, if you're, say, you're playing Pokemon Red or you're playing Pokemon Blue, there's different Pokemon that appear in each of those games. And so you want to find someone who has, say, if you're playing Blue, you want to find someone who's playing Red.
Yeah.
And then you can transfer Pokemon or fight across
colors. If you ever wanted to know why Thurman Thomas was never in Madden series, that's why. To include Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. Go figure, those both weren't in there because they weren't a part of the Coaches Association. Like, they were going to get their own fucking game at some point, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made sense. Speaking of games, Mike, do you remember Joe Montana football?
I do.
Do you remember NFL Quarterback Club?
I unfortunately do.
NFL Game Day?
Yes, I do.
Tecmo Bowl?
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl, Tecmo Super Bowl, Tecmo Pro Bowl.
What about this vague one that was trying to make a – it's called Backbreaker. It's a little recent.
No, I had that one. It had who was on the front of that?
Backbreaker?
Yeah, it was LT, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I love that. Well, I love the idea of that game.
Well, this past weekend I was thinking – hey, shouldn't the contract be up between the exclusivity between EA and the NFL? I mean, it is 2014. It was supposed to expire in 2013, but they extended it a year. And so I did a little Googling, Mike. I did a little research.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the hardest thing to find on the net. This is deeper than Nixon, for Christ's sake. I can't find a solid answer. But a lot of people have come around and said, CEO Andrew Wilson, that their agreement with the NFL did expire. There may be a new agreement already in place. This is according to CEO of that company. Contrary to some reports, we still have a number of years left on our agreement. Who was in charge of EA Sports before becoming CEO last September? This is Andrew Wilson, sorry. And the relationship that we have with both NFL and NFL players, the social community is extremely strong. Now, people that don't know what I'm talking about, in 2004, they signed an exclusivity deal. And why? Why did they do that, Mike? Do you know why they decided to run to the hills and beg the NFL to just only be the only video game ever created for them from there on out?
Well, I think some of it had to do with sort of an origin story of the visitor section. Josh Hastings, Justin Clyburn, and Metric. You broke the system. You broke the system that had propped EA into this. It wasn't a monopoly at that point. There was still fair competition, but you put the fear of Jesus in them, Josh. And tell them how you did that.
I think we played 30 seasons beyond. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we switched over?
Go on with your game. Go on with your game story.
The game story?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The game that's better than Madden.
Ah, yes, NFL 2K5.
Mm-hmm.
That game was beyond. At the time, you got to understand the competitors, one being $49.95, NFL 2K, who started, Sega Dreamcast for all its failures, created the 2K series, because Madden wasn't going to come out for the Dreamcast because they knew what a hot piece of shit system that was. So it crashed the Dreamcast, crashed the series.
There were some solid games for Dreamcast. I don't want to crap on the Dreamcast.
Caliber only goes so far.
No.
So
crazy dad.
2K, resurrected in 2005. Well, not in 2004 with the game 2K5. Remember that. They had generic made-up actors for the voice commentary. Already got me on that because I didn't have to listen to anybody annoying. Like this year's rendition of Phil Simms and fucking Jim Nance. Because that's quality. That's fucking quality there.
Not to be confused with Jim Nance. No, you're right, because look, you go on this rant a lot, and I
love bashing the shit out of this game.
Well, it's fair for people at home who may, like, I don't know how old you are. I assume that most of you are our age, so about 30-something. Mm-hmm. But there's some youngins out there who have probably never seen a video game or football video game that was not specifically Madden.
And that was a great time. You had, even with the Blitz, NFL Blitz, mm-hmm. remember the different things they tried to do? I think there was an arcade game a long time. I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. Well, they had generic teams, I think, too, but it was still... You know, you go to a place and you play, you know, generic football.
Yeah, it just, the problem, what happened, folks, was that the minute EA was given
any competition.
Yeah, I mean, they were given exclusivity, and then they decided, you know what? Every year shall be the same for the next 10 years. Like, they just, they're like, we don't have to develop anything.
Yeah.
We don't care if the players are facing the wrong way. Like, who cares about the folks in the stand? And God forbid we make it. What happened was it transitioned even into the college realm.
Look at that grass.
Where
yeah, I know. So real.
That ball has 52 polygons and it last year only had 48. It's just like, great. I don't care,
well,
Brad.
I just want to say to Visual Concepts, who created a, you know, I was hoping a secret would be waiting for us. Like, okay, so here goes the exclusivity deal. It's bad for business anyway. Let's just look at Visual Concepts and what they did with the MLB game. They completely crashed and burned when they went for their exclusivity out of the EA deal. I don't know if you remember that. As much as I would love to praise Visual Concepts and 2K Sports, I can't fully say, hey, this is a great product. But all I can say is that NFL 2K5 was better, and it's probably matchable. Imagine being two consoles behind and over 10 years can still compete with Madden 2015.
Well, and
that's pretty sad.
That's the point. When you have a monopoly like EA has had, you get lazy, and then you just keep selling the same crap. And that's what they did. And that's what they did.
There was a lawsuit in 2008 that said, you know, EA's exclusivity deals making, you know, the sole maker was not fair. The judge agreed, but guess what? It didn't matter. It just didn't matter. Though EA was banned and barred for redoing exclusivity deals, like NCAA, I don't know if you got to, you know, get in a time machine, go back and think about it. It was free to new. It was the only thing that came out of that lawsuit. It was free to renew its exclusivity deal agreement with the NFL when it expires in 2014, which it did expire. But obviously, it doesn't really matter because we're never going to see a different franchise take over. It's always going to be bland-ass Madden forever. It's never going to change.
And I think.
And the problem is you fucking idiots that keep going back for more abuse. Why do you keep buying this game? Why do you do this? I could understand when it was cartridge days, whenever you couldn't update a new roster. You couldn't fucking even touch the rosters, for crying out loud. You had, like, the innovation was very bad. But today... where we are today, now imagine this, Mike. If I just waited some years and had some innovation and said, look, each year we're going to put out rosters until we create a new game, a fucking completely new game for you. And that would probably sell more than their 4 to 5 million copies they do every year. Granted, it is a $1 billion industry because people are just love abuse. They just love keep going back and getting the new Madden. It's all about the name. It's
well,
like,
I mean,
the fucking iPhone or any kind of other phone out there. You just go out there for the name. You get the 5, get the 6, get the 7, get the 8. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's the problem with Madden, and I can't blame the people at home who go out and buy it. Because
I can blame you.
Well, you can either. The thing is, Josh, like today, this is funny that you bring this up. Today, I'm sitting in our pregame about what 2 o'clock while we're snoozing through Brian's dailies. And you know what I want to do? I want to play Madden. And it's not that I want to play specific Madden. It's that I want to play
football.
If there
was another option there, would you buy that and play that?
Yeah, of course I would.
There was,
but
like,
you know what?
So many other innovations.
They took that opportunity away from people at home, and so...
So who loses?
Everyone loses.
Yeah.
Except EA and the NFL. I mean, everyone who plays a video game, who wants to play football, they lose. And you can't fault them for going out and buying the only option they have to play football made in the last 15 years. Like, I don't expect people to go out, get a Master System.
But you can get a game that you could go buy Madden 08 and have the updated rosters, and it's the same game.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you can't do that. But what
I'm saying
quit is,
buying the new iterations year after year after year. Why do you do this? Why do you do this to yourself?
I stopped.
Yeah, like, I know you did.
And it wasn't necessarily by choice. It was strictly just a...
I could understand if you wanted to alternate between college ball and then next you want to go pro and then you want to go back to college and then pro and then college.
Because it was never worth... I never had the time to play both franchises the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money to drop for basically... Because
that's 120 plus.
We all know what happens. They make Madden and then the next year, like it's like a half a year... Then they make NCAA. Like, NCAA is always about 8 months behind.
No, that's
tech-wise. Tech-wise.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying.
They recycle all that crap backwards into NCAA. And so, like, you weren't – like, if you bought Madden 1 year and then the next year you bought NCAA, you basically bought Madden for college. Like, it wasn't any different, really.
Yeah, that was true.
You just had the ability to recruit kids as opposed to, like, sign them. Like, it wasn't that big a difference. And so – for me to go back and forth, at some point I was like, I'd rather just play the college game anyway because there's like 100 teams and I don't have to deal with this crap. I don't have to listen to like really bad announcers. I can just deal with kind of bad announcers.
NFL 2K had Susie Colbert. That's right. Our beloved Susie Colbert on the side. The only real – remember ESPN was a part of that game? Even though we hate if you like Chris Berman or not, it had him in there. I mean – what else could you? There was a better run animation game. They had, you know, went with their blockers. The blockers actually Lyman blocked. You know, for the sack animations, those were okay. I mean, this is a game that's two consoles.
You're talking like 15 years ago.
I mean. Yeah.
The fact that you can even go, yeah, you know, the sideline on 2K was or 2K5 or whatever it was.
2K8 came out and they had to use generic. Generic teams, but they went and asked over 250 pass players if they could use their image. Of course, all of them agreed because they're retired, not making very much money, and hoped to get a game out. So O.J. Simpson was a part of the New Jersey Assassins. I don't know if you remember this. And their celebration was a throat slash. It was a big fucking problem. So they moved him to a different team. But the point is, they had Jerry Rice, John Elway, and other guys on there, and so they had great innovations. Of course, it was a bastard cousin of 2K5, but it still brought innovations that Madden never ever touched on ever.
Yeah, I think there were like 4 years in a row of Madden where it appeared that all of the guys on the sideline had candy corn for arms. Like,
what was the blue and red helmets? I didn't – no matter what team it was a red helmet or blue helmet with a red face mask or blue face mask.
Well, and when they recycled that back to NCAA, what you got was, first of all, Idaho didn't play in their stadium for a good 7 years.
That was in the Boise Stadium. I remember
their fans faced the wrong way. Like, literally faced, like, up and out. Like, all the time. And it drove me nuts. It took, I think, 15 iterations before they finally fixed that.
And just for gee whiz information, Mike, for the people listening, that Emmitt Smith was the only player to tell EA in Madden franchise that he was too high of a rating on his video game.
Wow.
Everybody else bitched and complained they weren't high enough.
You know, you can – why do people bitch about that? You know what you can do? You can fix that.
You can fix that. If this was Madden, like, I don't know, 94, you couldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But if this was Madden 94, you
if
had
– if you looked at 14. The innovations over the, like, years – you just there's a list that I'm looking at that I've, you know – got printed up here, and they're just not very good. I mean, the first like franchise mode was 98. The game came out in 88, so 10 years. Finally, get franchise mode. In 03, went online play. Then came the sticks of fucking ridiculous unrealness. Remember the playmaker stick, and then the truck stick, and then the hit stick. Ridiculous sticks within their whole year of sticks. In 2010, they had their rating overhaul because. I guess people were pissed that it just didn't make sense. Why I just put all his awareness all the way up and now he's amazing. They did in 2013. They revamped the online franchise mode, which nobody fucking, I swear nobody plays. But like, there's a lot of underground cash tournaments I didn't even realize was going on, which is interesting. And it's a, what, $100 million fucking game? Yeah, I think that's it, Brian. No? Yeah.
I don't know.
$4 billion in total sales. And in 2013, it's a total of 100 million copies.
I think what's unfortunate when you focus all your anger on Madden is
yeah.
that you're missing out completely on one of the better games they put out that just completely dumped, never did anything with.
The head coach in NFL.
No, we're not even talking about that. That's not even.
Remember
a game.
The headset you got with that game?
I just want to watch people play the game. Whatever. I don't even. I'm sorry. I don't even want to watch people play the game. I just want to watch the computer sim games against itself.
I like, never understood the point of that game.
I had a friend of the show, Rick Freeman, I think, was a fan, and I never understood
NFL
him or
coach.
The game.
Did he wear the headset?
God, I hope so.
He had to wear the
but
headset.
But NFL Street is an EA creation.
Oh, my God.
NFL Street 1, and I actually enjoyed NFL Street 2 a little bit more just graphically.
What sparked the whole thing, and fuck EA for this. But when I objectively look at this, so in 2004, EA's sitting there with their $49.95 game, Sega and 2K and Visual Concepts comes out with a game that's superior in every way, and they're selling theirs for $19. They freak out, move their price down to $29.95, and basically went to the NFL and said, hey, we want only us to. So they went total the suicide pill. Fuck it, we'll never have to worry about competition, ever. That is the truth, people. That's what you're going to hear. Now,
yeah, but I mean, if
2K
you're expecting...
and Visual Concepts went to the MLB because nothing says exciting quite like the game of baseball on a video game. Now, I've had my fair shake of great fucking baseball games on video consoles, yeah. I guess.
Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball. Or like, what was it, Baseball 3000? What was that, 2000?
Oh, was that the robot one?
Yeah, the robot one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mario Baseball. Yeah, that's very exciting. Very exciting titles. But so they get those. So they get the exclusivity with Major League Baseball and basically burn into the ground. A fiery crash because they stopped making in 2013. I don't know if you remember that. Sony comes out with The Show and their games. So the only thing about the 2K Sports, I think I've narrowed it down. And one brought up the point that NBA 2K, right? Or 2K, whatever. What the fuck is it? Yeah, NBA 2K, whatever the year they come out. They pretty much punched NBA Live down the toilet, made them go home and take a year and a half off and still put out a subpar product, which was NBA Live 2014, I believe. Yes, that is it. So the track record for both companies aren't very good, and but I think what was created out of it, Mike, was the fact that there was competition between the two and that you both have better product. So let's say instead of EA getting the exclusive deal, why didn't they just go back to the drawing board and come out with a better game the next year to prove that they were the better game instead of buying the word that they're the better game because they're the only game?
That's not how that works, and I'll tell you what, the NFL doesn't care about that either. I mean, they did the same thing with the CFL and everyone else that was involved. Like they just
okay, but let's just think of it as NFL business wise. Why not get money as licensing from multiple sources instead of just one? Why would you want just EA and not EA and 2K Sports for you?
Well, I mean, it just depends on what the price point is, I guess. I mean, I think. If you're trying to convince a bunch of old rich white guys that they really need to understand the video game market 10 years ago, I don't think they give a shit. I think they just saw EA come to them and say, hey, we want to pay you a bunch of money. Would you like a bunch of money?
It was $300 million.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, I would like $300 million for something I don't understand. Sure, I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I literally don't care. That's like 20-some-odd million dollars every owner. I just made that number up. It's not true. But –
you know, they just don't care. And I think maybe at this point, people are savvy enough to say, hey, the video game market, specifically the football market, yeah, we could probably have another game franchise in there.
You know, the highest selling, I think, and I'm pretty sure, sports game is you know, your other side of the court there with your soccer.
Oh, the FIFA?
Yeah, the FIFA.
Yeah, again, another EA creation. Take it for what you want, but it
works.
Sometimes a good game. So
they said that one of the best ones is FIFA 15, the latest one.
Yeah.
4-14.
So you want to talk about something that's that was wonderful last night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about The Walking Dead this week, Josh?
Oh.
You can't call it the season of the beard anymore. Beard's gone, bro.
I don't. This is like I'm walking into 2015 just very disappointed all around. Like all my hobbies are nothing but disappointments, Mike. And this is one. Every time I see the commercial where the lady goes, it's just to the next level.
You shouldn't do that in front of him. You know it's going to make him upset. You know how long he spent putting those things together for you. First of all, I don't even like to defend the guy, but I can't stand him after you crumple up his drawings like that. Like, he is a mess, and you know he will be. So second of all, so I don't think he was that bad.
Altogether, I just got done. A couple of days ago, I finished House of Cards off Netflix. And that was disappointing as well. It's just very bland. It's not bad, but it ain't great. It's not even comparable. It's like the worst of so far of the three, that one. And that's not good. So then I go into Sunday expecting a decent Walking Dead because, you know, the previews make you feel like there's something that you should be worried about. But in reality, I don't think there is.
You should be worried about Rick. Rick Grimes got a problem.
I can nitpick, but I just didn't understand the point of him putting on the cop suit again. Who gives a shit? I mean, it just didn't matter. And it was, like, awkwardly bad. Just, here I am wearing the suit. And then you got Daryl. No bath taking Daryl. You a cop again? While I killed this possum. Butthole.
He hung out of that possum for days. He was not giving it up. He's not going to share.
Dude, what is that? It just felt, again, another disappointing episode. I'm not really surprised. Don't they realize they only have so many, like, per separated season?
Yeah, I think.
Clean this shit up.
Well, I mean,
even the previews for next week, it's like build up to the something's not supposed to happen. It's going to happen. And you're just like, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's just going to be very bland and boring.
I'm very excited for the spinoff.
What's the spinoff going to be?
I don't know.
More dialogue and how we got to survive because we're survivors.
No, I think it's different. I think it's have you seen Off the Boat?
No.
Fresh Off the Boat.
That's really bad to say, Mike.
No, I mean the series on.
No.
It's a different take. It's like a family, like a soft comedy, that takes place at the end of the world. You know, zombie apocalypse sort of thing. I think it should be interesting.
Dude,
I think
it's a, that.
It's a different outlook on, you know, families and zombies.
Brian. Thanks, Brian.
Actually, I watch Off the Boat like every week now.
Sounds like. Yeah.
We should get a Neo Geo.
Geo City. A lot of people don't know Anchor Parade. Geo City.
Yeah, it's better. It's better they don't know, I think.
I want video game competition with the best sports.
This is John Connor.